Hey, I know I always make these videos when I'm tired, and truth is, when I did it at night, it was like it was pretty much the same as it is now, except for I'm waking up, so like there's probably not too many thoughts going on. But now, now that I do them before I go to bed, it kind of gives me a chance to think about things throughout work and lunch and everything that I would go through. It kind of makes it a little bit more seamless to make these videos. Whether or not there's substance, content, or whatever, it's still something off the top of my head. Now this weekend was pretty good. I know that on my Friday, which is Thursday, I'm pretty much starving for sleep. I get home and whatever happens, but sometimes I'm only getting like 2 hours, 3 hours, something like that, to last me the rest of the day, and I'm still kind of chugging along. But I do it. I kind of have to flip-flop with my time schedule with my family, because you know they're not vampires like me, so I have to switch mentality and everything else just to get in that mode. And I think a lot of it is just fighting the sleep, because I don't want to be stationary for too long not doing anything, because I'll probably fall asleep anyways, especially if I'm sitting at my chair. I mean, I'd like to, you know, stream all day if I could. I mean, if I could sit there, I mean, I wouldn't be able to sit there because my back will hurt and everything else. I have to get up and stretch and whatnot, but you know, I wouldn't mind doing it. I couldn't do it all day long, especially if the kids are home and you know, there's time that we could be spending together instead of not, you know. That's kind of the choice they have to make too. You know, they want to, you know, take away from their personal time that they have and come spend time with their dad. You know, it's totally up to them. I give them options, and you know, I don't like tell them all the time, but I know they're pretty aware that, you know, time is limited to have these moments together, because you know, as they get older and interests align or misalign, you know, not going to be there. Like, that's just the reality of it, and the more that it sets in, especially, you know, with one of my kids already turning 18, he's done with high school, he's going to go to college, and whatever happens, but, you know, I know that he already feels that same thing, too. You know, he's kind of 1 foot out the door already, and the times that we have to make better choices have better thoughts, have maybe deeper conversations, or just more of what we have, you know, whatever keeps the bond and you know, sprouts, whatever it sprouts for the future. I just hope there's a spot for me there, because you know, as I knew as I got older, it was wasn't that I didn't want to spend time, it was more of, you know, I have a family now and I'm doing this and I gotta put my time and attention to a lot of things that, you know, may seem important, and they do at the time and then they go away. But you know, that's how you learn. You know, sometimes you probably have those times where you're just being selfish and want to have your own time. I know I did that, especially as my kids were really, really young. I didn't do much, but spending that time with them and creating the bonds that we have now, it saddens me, of course, but I'm very grateful. I know being a part of my kids' lives with sports and everything else, that's you know, kind of a separate joy, because you know it's parenthood, but it's also, you know, sports and competitiveness and you know, doing this and doing that. It's totally separate, but that's where we created most of our bonds, was through sports and video games, and I hope that, you know, when they get older, that if they have kids or whatnot, that they they include everything about themselves with their kids. Because for me, at least, I wouldn't think it'd be beneficial if my kids didn't know who I was. So I try to keep everything as open as possible. I know a lot of times they don't want to hear anything I have to say, because I'm a dad, and dad's just speaking that gibberish sometimes. But then there's those other times where they're very open to a lot of things, suggestions in life, and just things I had to go through. And I really take pride in at least giving the information, whether or not they use it or not. It's always available to them. Now, I don't know where any of these videos ever go, as in content or direction, but one thing I'll never take away from all these years that I've been a father and went this direction and pretty much didn't have anything else, kind of like, you know, doing these videos, was I tuned everything out. Everything else is on the outside. I think that it creates for me, I can't say for everyone, but I think it created a better relationship, more than I could have ever hoped for, because I don't know what's going to happen as I get older, but I do know that my love for them will always be great. Talk to you later. Have a good day.